Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Another lovely day begins. Wholesome ghouls with greenish skin. Close your eyes and you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way to make his monster work today. For if he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of
Savoir Faire.
Welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and I'm going to keep Mr. Bukert's Halloween theme going for you this evening, but with the small twist that just about everything you hear tonight is from the 1980s. I've also got a brief reading of one of my favorite ghost stories that you won't want to miss. But before we begin, I was curious if anyone recognized the origin of Vincent Price's intro to the show. That's from the 1971 Canadian children's television show, The Hilarious House of Frightenstein. It also aired here in the States, and while the show itself wasn't that memorable, Price's intro always stuck with me. Of course, he is Vincent Price, so he can make just about anything memorable. Moving on to tonight's SquidPod 80s Halloween trivia question of the week. 35 years ago next month, Dead or Alive released their third album, Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know. The music video for the single Something in My House was an homage to which Jean Cocteau film? And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s Halloween trivia question of the week, La Belle et la Bête, or The Beauty and the Beast. The album cover of Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know features a game wall at the Chateau de Rarey, where some of the scenes for La Belle et la Bête were filmed. I know The Beauty and the Beast isn't a horror film, but I don't like horror films, aside from, say, The Lost Boys from 1987, whose theme you are listening to in the background. That's Gerard McMahon's Cry Little Sister. Speaking of trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio for a preview of the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, as well as other 80s related news. Let's see if what's living in lead singer Pete Burns' house is dead or alive.
Yeah. that simple. Very little. Food is forbidden. Sometimes we wobble, sometimes we're strong. But you know evil is an exact science. Be carefully correctly wrong. Centaurs and monkeys just crust around us. We drink elixirs that we refine from the juices of the dying. We are no monsters, we're moral people, and yet we have the strength to do this. This is the splendor of our achievement. Call in the airstrike with a poison kiss.
We
You're listening to the 2021 Squid Pod Hallow 80s Spooktacular. We started the show with the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s Halloween trivia question of the week, Dead or Alive's Something in My House from their 1986 release Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know. The phrase Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know is a quote from Lady Caroline Lamb, who was a 19th century novelist. Lady Lamb made the Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know comment when describing English poet Lord Byron, with whom she had an affair. Shriek Back begged us not to move a muscle as the dead come home. That's Nemesis, taken from their 1985 release Oil and Gold. We stepped a little outside of the 80s to hear Casey and the Sunshine Band wrap up the set with their 1976 hit I'm Your Boogeyman. Still more to come here on Songs from the Squid Pod, so keep it locked on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
So reflection in the mirror. You're creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a goddamn sucking vampire. Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
Thank you. Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Welcome back to the 2021 SquidPod Hallow 80s Spooktacular. We started the last set with Classics Nouveau and the track The Protector of Night from their 1981 album Night People. The Funboy 3 lamented about the lunatics taking over the asylum, and the Cocteau Twins finished with Persephone from their 1984 release Treasure. As with my year-end holiday spectacular, the songs I'm spinning for you tonight don't necessarily have to be about Halloween or particularly scary, just somehow related within N degrees of separation, and Cocteau Twins' Persephone is a great example. The Cocteau Twins are notorious for ambiguous lyrics, and I have no idea what they're trying to put across in Persephone, but it is a great song, and Persephone is the Greek goddess of the underworld. So that's good enough for the SquidPod's Hallow 80s Spooktacular. It wouldn't be Halloween without a good ghost story, so before we get into the final set of tonight's show, I'm going to read to you a story from local sports writer Bill Simmons. He's no longer local now that he lives on the West Coast, but around these parts, he's remembered for being the Boston sports guy and his work at the Boston Herald and ESPN. Although I don't follow sports as much as I used to, he is a great writer, and I remember this one side story he wrote back in 2010 about his trip to Oklahoma and his stay at a hotel that is known for its hauntings. I'm going to read it to you as he wrote it, so I'll be speaking from the first-person point of view. Dim your lights and picture me turning on my flashlight and shining it under my chin as I begin. I flew to Oklahoma City on Wednesday to cross see Durant play a home game off my bucket list. After the Zombies thrashed the Nets, I joined some friends at Mickey Mantle's, a local restaurant, for a late dinner and a few beers before heading back to my room. I was staying at the Skirvin, a local hotel that's supposedly inhabited by a ghost named Effie. As legend has it, Effie got knocked up by the guy who owned the hotel back in the 1920s, then jumped out of the window with a baby. She's been allegedly haunting the place ever since. When we were checking in, I jokingly asked the clerk to put me on one of the haunted floors. She claimed she did, we laughed, and that was the end of it. That night, I was so tired that the ghost stories never entered my mind. I got ready for bed, called my wife, watched 10 minutes of SportsCenter, and fell asleep. So you know, I am a heavy sleeper. Once I'm out, I'm out. That's what made it so strange when I woke up at 4:30 with my heart pounding. I swear on Tom Brady's ACLs that the following happened. At first, I heard a baby crying and realized that was why I woke up. I thought it was one of my own kids before remembering that my kids weren't babies anymore, then remembering that I was in Oklahoma City and not Los Angeles. Suddenly, it dawned on me that I wasn't alone. I had an overpowering sensation that someone else was in the room. Until you've experienced that feeling, you can't understand what it's like. Your blood is swishing through your veins at 200 miles an hour, only you don't understand why. Your body reacts a few seconds before your brain does. I decided to turn on the light. Stretching to my right for the switch, out of nowhere, I heard the sound of what sure as hell sounded like a baby crying urgently to my left, right near the window. Wah! 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 The urgency freaked me out just as much as the crying itself. I fumbled for the switch, couldn't find it, fumbled some more, then finally turned on the light. The crying sound stopped. I hopped out of bed, turned on every other light in the room. I turned on the television and jacked up the volume. Then I grabbed my BlackBerry and Googled Skirvin crying baby. A slew of results came up. I kept the lights on and the television, and that's how I spent the next 3.5 hours half asleep, half awake, and totally spooked. The words man up did not enter the equation, not even a little. I came to Oklahoma City for Durant and Westbrook and left telling stories about Evie's baby. Just know that the next time someone tells me a ghost story, I will believe them.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone. Discos don't open till after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
The friends come out.
The friends come out at night.
Come out.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
The friends come out.
The friends come out at night.
Now when friends get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts, all kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know their freak unless you see him at night, cause
the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut.
The friends come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut.
The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut.
The friends come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The friends come out at night.
Hut one. Hut two. Hut, 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 hut.
Dance, break, get out to see. Show me that you deserve to be a friend. Get loose, y'all. Break it out now. Everybody, everybody, I'm a good time. Get loose, y'all. Break it out now. Everybody, everybody, I'm a good time. Dance, break, get out to see. Show me that you deserve to be a friend. Dance, break. like the stars I've ever seen, like moonstones shine. And all the while, behind the dancing eyes, the boy was crying. He creeps like ivy on the stairs, you know I liked him then. When we would sit and drink for hours and watch the sidewalks come home, baby. And I don't need your shame. You can't keep your promises, but you keep naming names. Your latest troubles out to me like a deck of playing cards. Well, don't you know that I can tell the kings and jokers what I'm part now?
You have been listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host for this evening. Hope you enjoyed tonight's Squid Pod Halo 80s Spooktacular. Be sure to join me here next week at 10 p.m. sharp on this very station, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Before I go, let's run down what you've been listening to. Rockwell started the set with his big hit from 1984, Somebody's Watching Me, featuring the background vocals of Michael Jackson. Speaking of 1984, the 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Houdini. We listened to The Freaks Come Out at Night from their second album, Escape. The 80s hair metal band of the week followed, this one from Alice Cooper, and the track Teenage Frankenstein from his 1986 release Constrictor. We kept it in 1986 for Concrete Blonde's Your Haunted Head from their self-titled debut. That's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope you have a great Halloween weekend, and remember, stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
My name is Norman. To understand the case, you have to go back to the time 10 years ago when the young Norman murdered his mother and her lover. Matricide. Perhaps the most unbearable crime of all. Norman refused to come to terms with the horror of his deed. His mother was still alive. He stole her corpse and preserved it for chemicals. He kept her alive by wearing her clothes, speaking with her voice, thinking her thoughts. He became both mother and son. Norman Bates, a normal, healthy young man with regular interests and habits. And Mrs. Bates, a clinging, possessive woman and a homicidal maniac. When Norman encountered the girl at the hotel, his sexual instincts were aroused. He wanted her. He desired her. This was too much for the other side of Norman's personality. In a jealous frenzy, mother murdered the girl. When two personalities share the same mind, there is always conflict. Now that conflict is over. Mother has taken over Norman's mind. Perhaps for all time. Norman Bates no longer exists.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Right. Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
Yeah, I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser and bang them shits with a spike fucking bat.
I'll fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building.